I have a request.
Okay.
How can I say this? Like, this is kind of new. So it's becoming apparent to me that when I look into the future, it's full. It's not a wide open space. It's actually full with my negative expectations.
Ooh.
Sometimes. Not negative, but...
Oh, too late. You already said it.
Yeah, that's right. So, like, what was one? Like, just noticing language. Like I said, oh, I'm surviving something, something, something. And someone said, oh, no. You're taking care of yourself in a particular way. So it's like, can we kind of play with the language and clearing out, you know, the future? Like, what if what I know isn't so? What if...
Okay, and so, ideally, what you want to be the one choosing. You want to be choosing what you're projecting out, or you just get more of what you have. And when you're focusing on what you have and it's less than what you want, then you're always there. Paige was just saying that she was reading an email when I first started tapping in 2008, and that everything I yetted myself on has come true. So it's really important to project out what you want. The tricky part for us is we get busy with life and we don't take active time to really fantasize, imagine, stretch, right? So that's fabulous. Let's definitely play with this.
Can we do creative? Yeah. Like creative.
If you do not have a vision board consistently, and you have to update them because they come true pretty quick, a vision board, and if you don't regularly update and have a vivid vision that you can carry and read daily of the future you want to project yourself into, you're wasting a lot of time. Right? So you want the parameters on that real quick?
Yes.
Vision board is where you use pictures from the internet, from magazines. You can use pictures or words. Glue it on pretty poster board, not black. Pretty poster board, bright colors. And the pictures represent things to you that you would like to have, that you either already have, that you want to continue having, or stretching. You always want to stretch a little too. So long ago, I had found in a magazine, it was just a little strip of page, but it was lists of restaurants, two columns, listing all these different restaurants in Houston. And I cut it out and I put it on my board. Because at that time, I didn't have a lot of cash to go out to eat. And I was busy with small children. It wasn't, you know, eating out wasn't the experience it is now. And so I tacked that on my board because to me that represented being able to try new foods and go new places all the time. And today I do. So nobody else has to get it. It's just for you. And then put it somewhere where it's in your peripheral. Mine are all by my computer space. So even when I'm working, it's there. And or you put it in your closet. But you want to put it somewhere where every day it comes into your line of vision. Okay, so that's a vision board. Now, my family, we were manifesting so quickly that I found it's really a pain in the rear to get the things are glued on. That didn't work for our family. So I bought cork boards and I did family vision boards. And we would thumbtack things onto it because anytime my kids wanted things that I'd say, just put on the board and we'd get it. We never had that deal where we couldn't get the Xbox or the game they wanted. It just all magically flowed. So, I found my three men were a lot better at toys than I was, but I'm getting better, which is about what we're talking about today. And then a vivid vision is a written statement. And the rules are you use all of your senses. And you describe a day, not the day you won the lottery, but a good day in your future life. And you cover the things that you would like to invite into your experience. And you describe it in a positive way, a really good day, and you know, what are you contributing to society? What are you receiving? Who are the people in your life? What's your home like? What do you hear? What do you smell? What do you taste? What do you see? How do you feel? and you just write it out. Now, how do you know you've done a good job? When you read it, your face will smile. If your face doesn't smile when you read it, you haven't quite hit it home yet. Okay? And it's really important to access somebody who can proof it for you. So that many times, me too, you know, I get help all the time with my kids and students and friends. Many times you'll write things in a scarcity consciousness or a lack or a negative way, and you want to make sure that's not in there. Or a friend can help you tweak it and expand it out. Right? So that's a vivid vision. They're great if you don't have a set meditation time or prayer time in the morning to read it, or at night before you go to bed. I used to carry one in my wallet. And so whenever I was picking people up and I had to wait, and I picked the kids up at school, or I was meeting somebody for a meeting and I had to wait, or picking up food, I would whip it out and read it. And pretty much everything on that one came true, and it was time to update it. Now I just utilize it at home. Although it's in here, I think about it a lot. So what are you doing with the board and the vivid vision? You're creating a vibrational resonance. You're stretching your comfort zone through your imagination so that you're a match to that which you would prefer. Got it? Okay.